feel like you got a rhythm going right away?
Today?
Today, yeah.
Yeah, you know, I thought we went out and did some good things, you know, and it was good to get some new faces back into the huddle for us and get Ryan back there and Buck Alder and all those guys, so it was good to get those guys back and just get a little bit of work together before we get rolling.
Buck Alder especially, to get him back involved a little bit.
Yeah, I know all those guys probably felt a little rusty, you'll have to ask them, but I'm sure they felt a little rusty, but it's always good to work that rustiness out now and not have to wait till Jacksonville.
It seemed like you guys were able to move the ball, but turnovers were what was kind of killing you guys in the first half.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you get some of these guys extended playing time. They're playing with a lot of pressure. You know, they're trying to make a ton of plays and show the coaches that they belong, and it's a tough situation for some of those guys, but I thought for the most part they played hard. And we had a lot of guys really play well in offense all preseason, and some of those guys aren't going to make the team, unfortunately, but hopefully they did enough for us to impress somebody else and make a team elsewhere.
And even with those turnovers in the second half, still had a chance to come down and tie it or win it at the very end.
Yeah, we scored a lot of points, moved the ball pretty well in the second half. I thought the offense came out, protected the ball better, and did some better things, and finished some drives.
It's kind of rough to get attacked the way you guys did earlier by their pass rush, but how much does that help to see that now and carry it into the season?
Yeah, I mean, I don't, you know, I'm never worried with what our guys do up front. They do a great job protecting me, and sometimes you just got to work into a game a little bit. You know, they got to get that rhythm up front just as much as anybody does, so I certainly never worry about our pass pro.
Later on in the game, Decker had some big catches. Willis had some big catches. It looks like you guys have a lot of depth at wide receiver.
We do. We really do. I got a lot of guys that played well for us all preseason at that position. They fought hard, and you know, we'll see what happens at the position. It's certainly one of our deepest that we got.
Kyle, you capped off just a remarkable preseason. How do you feel about the four games, and how do you feel about training camp now it's over and you're ready to go into Jacksonville?
Yeah, I'm happy that it's over. You know, came out healthy, and that's, you know, you want to get everything going, but you want to come out healthy, and I'm glad that I did that. But you know, nobody knows what we got. You know, we don't know what we got. I just know the feeling that we have on offense is excited. You know, I think we're excited to get this thing going. We've practiced well. We've played well in the preseason. Now it's just can we take that next step and be effective for 16 straight weeks, which, you know, good offenses do. So we'll see if we can keep that consistency. But I know we've got a bunch of guys on that side of the ball that are excited to get this thing going.
Of course, some of your teammates, Saturday's a big day. I mean, let's face it, let's cut
them. Yeah, it's a big day. It's we had a lot of guys. A lot of new guys come up and play really well. You know, filled in for some injured guys and really played well. And you know, like I said, you know, hopefully they all make the team here. But that's just not the reality. And you know, those guys that don't make the team, I hope they played well enough to impress somebody else and hook up with somebody else.